This is 89.1 WEMU, and that's your cue. It is that time of week where we talk all things movies. Nick Aldering from Marquee Arts is here to do exactly that. He serves as co-host of Cinema Chat right here on your community NPR station. Nick, good to see you. Glad you could come by.
Oh, it's great to be here as always, David.
Well, we're not all that far away now from the kickoff of the 2026 Academy Awards.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. And we are celebrating the Academy Awards this year with a Night of Stars, the Oscar Gala.
Carpet treatment.
That's right, and it's going to be Sunday, March 15th at 6 o'clock, but the RSVP deadline is tomorrow, February 27th. So be sure to get your tickets to step into a night of cinematic splendor as the red carpet unfurls inside Ann Arbor's most iconic theater, the Michigan Theater, of course. A Night of Stars is an immense Oscar night gala celebrating the magic of film while raising critical support for the future of the Michigan and state theaters.
Not only is it a red carpet event, you typically sell out or come close to selling out the theater, don't you?
Well, this is our first time doing an event of this size. We usually celebrate the Oscars in some way, but this is our first time doing a full fundraiser with the event.
Gotcha.
So it's going to be a fun night, but primarily this is a fundraiser to help support our theaters.
Now, black tie?
Yeah, that's right. Black tie, and we'll be, of course, broadcasting the Oscars. There'll be a strolling dinner curated by standout downtown restaurants, champagne signature cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, and an interactive Oscar ballot and a trivia lounge. It's going to be a lot of stuff here. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Sounds like a lot of fun. And if you're truly interested in how the Academy Awards are going to turn out, I can't think of a better way to kind of spend the evening and do some good along the way.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we are coming up on a centennial at the Michigan Theater. That's a biggie. And you know, when you're operating a 100-year-old theater, every once in a while something, you know, just it doesn't hold up quite the way that it used to.
And so, I would imagine that standing in the amazing lobby of the Michigan Theater in black tie on a film-oriented event like that, it has to feel like the Hollywood of yesteryear.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, this is going to be a really special night, and I hope everyone...
So when's the RSVP deadline again?
RSVP deadline is tomorrow, February 27th.
That's running right up on there. Yeah. How do they go about doing so?
You can check out marquee-arts.org. It should be the first thing you see on the homepage.
Well, let's talk about what's available in the meantime. We have some movies opening this weekend, and they're all going to be of interest in whether you like them.
Yeah.
Well, that's very subjective.
Yeah, yeah. Opening tomorrow at the State is Pillion. This is about Colin, a timid man who meets Ray, a confident biker gang leader who initiates him into a submissive relationship, challenging Colin's mundane existence and prompting personal growth through their unconventional dynamic. And this is from director Harry Lytton and starring Alexander Skarsgård and Harry Melling.
Do we all need a confident biker dude in our
life? We might. It could help, yeah.
Well, that absolutely sounds like a fascinating story to tell, and it'd be interesting to see how they carry that out through the course of, what is it, about 90 minutes?
Yeah, yeah, it's about that long, yeah.
Now, one of the ones that I am looking forward to, I am of the age where... I was a fan of Elvis Presley because my parents were huge fans of Elvis Presley, and it was played around the house. And we all got to watch the 1968 comeback special, the 1972 via satellite Aloha from Hawaii concert. But Baz Luhrmann finds some... undiscovered film and puts it together in a new movie.
Yeah, this is Epic Elvis Presley in Concert. This is also opening tomorrow at the State. Never-before-seen footage and recordings that feature Elvis in concert at his Las Vegas residency during the later stage of his career. And Baz Luhrmann made the biopic, Elvis, that came out a couple years ago, and he's not quite done with the man yet.
Exactly. Well, it's going to be, next year is going to be, 50 years since Elvis Presley passed away.
Oh, that's right,
And it's amazing that he is still so vibrant in our lives.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you've never seen one of his concert films, my parents got to see him in concert. Yeah. I did not. But if you've never seen it, he is dynamic.
Yeah.
You'll be mesmerized.
Yeah, a true performer through and through.
Yeah, even if you don't love the music, you can't not watch the guy.
Yeah, and this footage looks, it's so beautifully restored. It looks really great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And then if you are looking for something a little more terrifying, perhaps, perhaps. There is Scream 7. I had no idea there were seven of them.
Yeah, the franchise is kicking along still. A new Ghostface killer emerges in the town where Sydney Prescott has built a new life. Her darkest fears are realized as her daughter becomes the next target. And this is from director Kevin Williamson, who was screenwriter for the original Scream, Scream 2, and Scream 4. And Neve Campbell and Courtney Cox are returning to the franchise as well.
Well, by bringing back the originals, you're going to generate some interest from the beginning.
Of course.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair alongside Nick Alderink. And obviously, one of the hallmarks of what you do at the Michigan and State Theaters is provide special screenings, and there's certainly no shortage of those.
That's right. Yeah, we have Triumph of the Heart. That'll play tonight at 7 o'clock. In the harrowing confines of Auschwitz's starvation cell, Catholic priest St. Maximilian Kolbe volunteers to die in place of another prisoner, joining nine others condemned by the Nazis. As despair and fear grips the group, Kolbe's appeal to their shared community, to the shared humanity and Polish identity, forges a brotherhood, eliminating hope in one of history's darkest moments.
This is a movie that was released last year. Did you and I talk about this and I somehow have
forgotten?
Because this is absolutely something I feel like I need to see.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we did not show it. It did come out last year. We had some, this is a special one-off screening. It got a lot of traction within the community and we got requests to show it, so we put it on the screen.
I am not much one for Adam Sandler's silliness of usual, but Punch Drunk Love was an entirely different take. It kind of altered the trajectory of his career.
Yeah, and it really changed the way people saw him as a performer. It's playing tonight at 8 o'clock at the Michigan. This is the 2002 film from director Paul Thomas Anderson.
He's very good at it.
Yeah, and so this is follows Adam Sandler as Barry Egan, a timid and shy man by disposition, leading a lonely, uneventful life. However, several events transpire that shake up his mundane existence, one of which is falling in love with his sister's co-worker, Lena, played by Emily Watson.
Marquee Arts has been taking note and celebrating Black History Month all month, and it is winding up now, but there is another opportunity to honor Black History Month on Friday night.
Yeah, we'll be playing Stormy Weather, film from 1943, presented in partnership with the Ann Arbor Black Film Festival. This will be tomorrow at 7 o'clock. This film is about the relationship between an inspiring dancer and popular songstress who provides a retrospective of the great African-American entertainer of the early 1900s. This stars Lena Horne and Bill Robinson and will be joined by Chris Anderson and Carol Gibson, co-founders of the Ann Arbor Black Film Festival, who will share a lecture on the history of black cinema in the U.S. between World War I and World War II as it relates to this little-known box office hit. And that lecture will become before the screening of the film. So again, at 7 o'clock, be there for the lecture.
Yeah, it's really interesting how many movies from that era live on, and this is one that has somehow been let go.
Yeah.
And a lot of people will point to the fact, well, it's a black film.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't seen it, it's an opportunity to get out there and give it some life once again and take away something from it at the same time. Mm-hmm. FAQ.
FAQ, that's part of our Korean Cinema Now series presented by the Nam Center for Korean Studies. This will be Saturday at 1 o'clock, free and open to the public. It is about Dong Chun, who picks up a barrel of rice wine when she realizes that the fermentation bubbles tried to say something. She uses Morse code and the Farsi language to find out the message that reveal the truth of the world.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah. FAQ, frequently asked questions, I assume?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Very good. That is a fascinating concept. A concept that was brand new back in the 1960s was the idea of a nuclear-generated monster.
Yeah, and we are celebrating two of the Godzilla's most popular films from 1964, Mothra versus Godzilla and Ghidorah, the three-headed monster. This will be playing in a double feature on Saturday at 1 o'clock and 3:15 at the Michigan. So the first one, you have Godzilla versus, of course, Mothra as Godzilla and a villain. And then in the next one, the two team up against Ghidorah, the three-headed monster.
Oh, there you go. That is certainly a niche film that has only gained popularity over the years. Mm-hmm. Now, when I was, I don't know, maybe 11, 12 years old, I got an album handed down to me, and it was Jimi Hendrix on one side of the album, Otis Redding on the other side of the album, and it was concert audio recording from the Monterey Pop Festival. Now I get a chance to put some video to that.
That's right. We're playing Jimmy at Monterey and Shake Otis at Monterey. This will be Saturday at 6 o'clock at the Michigan. We had a previously scheduled screening on the 18th of February, but we had some technical issues, so this is the rescheduled screening. So your tickets will be honored if you had tickets to the last one, but they will also, but if you missed the last one, this is a second chance. So yeah, really terrific sets at the Monterey Pop Festival 1967.
I can certainly attest to that. Wish I could have been there in person. Well, the Oscar-nominated short films, you still have an opportunity to see those as well?
Yep, you can see those at the State Theater this weekend alongside Kokuo and Wuthering Heights, still performing very well at the State.
Yeah, with Jacob Elordi taking a starring role and doing a tremendous job, as I understand it. Well, there's a lot of movies to choose from. We certainly hope you're going to pick one. And, of course, the gala, once again, is going to be when?
The gala is the day of the Oscars.
The deadline is tomorrow. All right, well, go to our website for more information at WEMU.org. We'll get you hooked up everywhere you need to go. For Nick Alderink, I'm David Fair. We appreciate your company, and we'll look forward to our visit again next week. This is Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU Ypsilanti.